How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Three Terrible Gamers Podcast. This is episode 98, and I'm here with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we did have one from last week left over, but we'll just start on the new ones.
Wimp.
New Nintendo Switch Online controller rumor.
When looking around another set of names for, which I think this is Luigi's Blood is who I'm getting this thing from.
Yeah.
Look around for another set of names, and PCBs came up for May 2024. Multiplayer printed circuit, which there's a bunch of random letters and numbers. I'm just not going to read off all of those because they're all pretty much the same random numbers and letters. But anyways, multi-layer printed circuit times two. Oh yeah, no, there is a different thing. It's a bunch of code stuff that I don't necessarily know how to interpret. We are thinking about what it's like, what it is, because it is definitely a new product that they are in the first prototyping PCP versions with X1, maybe related to the Switch 2, or perhaps it was just plainly obvious and not actually obfuscated. Eldol could potentially mean El Classic Dolphin, a GameCube Nintendo Switch Online controller. El Classic is a code name for all the retro Nintendo Switch Online apps and services, which explains why the Nintendo Switch Online controllers have internal names on Switch, such as Lark, NES, Lucia, SNES, Ligon, N64, Liger, Genesis, lots of names that start with an L, and then Dolphin L, of course, refers to the GameCube codename. So I looked up the internals of the latest GameCube controllers, and they're produced for the Wii U and Switch, and the model ID came up as CFS8280. And then I searched for that model number on the site, and all that came up was adhesive tape, all the kinds, pieces, prototype steel, spring steel, plastic key with obviously a bunch of random numbers and letters with the CFS8020, rubber port covers, plastic keys, which this is not filling up the whole limit of the basic free up for 10 result max base, and there's just 8 of them for, and everything's later than May of 2024, which, like I said, this guy is talking about a bunch of stuff that Colin has no idea what's going on, but looking at it and basing it off of everything, it definitely looks like a GameCube controller. And like I said, I just keep on going, copy this whole guy's whole article to I think Famaboards. Yeah, Famaboards. That. Which I'm sure we'll put a link to the whole thing in our podcast description at the bottom. Yeah. But literally, I think I have just 8 pages of just code and everything from this guy talking about a thing, which I'll scroll down to his edit right now. He forgot to mention that some NSO controllers, PCBs, are called the following: ModHack Main 01, NES, Mods Main 01 SNES in green, CPU for N64. but these are names for the final products. We do not know their prototype names. If you have any info about those in the prototype down, but no, edit 2, these names are confirmed for prototypes thanks to FCC filings. So, L Dolphin is definitely a new kind of naming scheme. Also, don't make me say what I haven't said. I have not confirmed anything. This is just researching the interpretations for all we know on the Nintendo Switch Online members. Will get GameCube, Nintendo Switch Online controller, but no GameCube, Nintendo Switch Online games inside of anything like that. We cannot predict the future. And he had another edit on the 8th of June, because I think all this took place at the beginning of June, then on the 8th, is he decided to unhide the post, period. I don't see the point anymore. The word has already got passed around, basically, at that point.
Yeah.
So, this guy's saying that we're going to potentially get a new GameCube controller, and at this point, probably GameCube, Nintendo Switch Online, which I've been saying that Nintendo's probably going to wind up doing for a while now. I know I've mentioned it quite a few times on this podcast in the past.
Yeah. So, it would be cool to get a GameCube controller like we have the NES, SNES, and N64 and Genesis controllers from Nintendo Switch Online. But we could get GameCube games on Nintendo Switch Online, but they've already remade a lot of GameCube games, so I don't know how good the games that we would get on Nintendo Switch Online for GameCube. Like, they want to remake the better ones because they'll sell. So I don't know what quality games we would get on GameCube for Nintendo Switch Online. Like, they'd still be good games, but they won't be the heavy hitters, I don't think. Because they want to save those to be remade to make more money off of them.
Oh, yeah. But you got... It's funny that they're using Dolphin, ironically enough, since it's already a GameCube emulator.
Yeah.
If that is, winds up being true.
Yeah, that was the code name for the GameCube when it was in development.
It was El Dolphin?
Dolphin.
Dolphin.
That's where Dolphin got their name, the emulator.
Gotcha. But yeah, so the fact that they're... That's, well, I mean, I guess that does make sense then. But Dolphin took it from Nintendo Tech, only even Nintendo just reusing it because it is GameCube based.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Taught me something new.
Yeah. So even if don't get Nintendo Switch Online for GameCube, just getting the first party GameCube controller would be pretty cool.
So I know that people's been whining about it forever, like a Wind Waker remake and everything else. They could do the emulator thing, bring back Wind Waker, Twilight. Well, I think they just done a Twilight Princess remake, didn't they, a couple years ago?
They done it on the Wii U.
Wii U.
And I think 2016. Twilight Princess came out in 2016. HD. There's been rumors that it's been done for Switch, it, and Wind Waker for a while, but Nintendo's just never released it.
Yeah. If they were going to do remakes, though, of Zelda titles, like I said, they could bring Nintendo Switch Online for the GameCube and bring back those two titles, because obviously Twilight Princess initially came out on the GameCube along with Wind Waker. They could do that, and they're still worried about making their money. They could do a remake like they did with Luigi's Mansion now, too, because, you know, initially it came out for the DS. They could do Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass remakes too, HD remakes for Switch 2, whatever one they wind up doing, to bring those titles, make them more modernized, bring it to the next console to make money too, since those are two lesser known titles technically, because where they were handheld titles.
Yeah, they're stuck on the DS, which is it sucks because you have to use the stylus to move Link around. You can't use the D-pad unless you hack the ROM like I have, and then I can use the D-pad because I hacked the ROM. But without hacking the ROM, you have to use the stylus, which sucks.
Yeah, but you got situations like those where they have all this opportunity, and like I said, this is just a rumor. It's not like it's anything technically, but this Blood Luigi guy, Luigi Blood, whatever. I can't remember what it is now.
Luigi Blood.
But okay. But whatever it is, he's literally a internal hacker. He can see a data miner, basically.
Data miner, yeah.
Yeah. So he's able to see all this stuff through the actual code itself.
Yeah, for Nintendo Switch Online.
That it's not technically false because data miners are right about the Tears of the Kingdom amiibos and stuff like that. The stuff's out there for a reason.
Right. Whether it's there, sometimes it's just there because they were thinking about it. Like it might not ever come true. Like it might be still be there because they was just thinking about the idea. But yeah. It's there for a reason because they at least thought about it at one point, making a controller.
Yeah, which, I mean, yeah, they had the initial Switch controller or whatever, but they have always made a controller for any Nintendo Switch Online platform that they have. So that tells me if you're going to get a controller, you're going to get the other part.
Maybe, because they also still use the GameCube controller for Smash, too. So, maybe they'll come out with some other Smash DLC or something like that, exclusive to Expansion Pack on Nintendo Switch Online, and that's what they'll release the GameCube controller for. It's Nintendo. You never know what they're thinking.
And yeah, but I still don't see one happening without the other, especially since Nintendo 64 got their M-rated section now. So with Turok, like I said, GameCube-wise, you got Turok Evolution right after that game. They could easily have a whole M-rated thing to get Resident Evil 4 on the M-rated title. Whatever section of GameCube Online, if that winds up being a thing. Nintendo would be stupid not to do this, because that's not... I'm not saying that they're going to keep it at the same price. They'll probably add a whole other thing on top of the expansion pass that they do to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It'll probably be close to over $100 a year for a family pack.
Oh, yeah.
To have literally everything.
But $120.
Because at that point, it would be worth it to have all these stuff previously mentioned and then all the extra games that would come on it. And how much bigger GameCube games are from N64 games, because obviously every console you go up, the better the graphics, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And the more extensive gameplay and how more in-depth your games can go.
Right.
Like I said, if Nintendo don't do it, it'll just be pretty much a waste, I think. But yet again, I've been wishing for GameCube Nintendo Switch Online since N64 got announced.
I don't think they'll do it this generation. I think they might do it as maybe an announcement for Nintendo. It's not going to be Nintendo Switch Online, but they're keeping the same online subscription service for the Switch 2. They've already said that. So I think it might be something that may release alongside the Switch 2. I don't think we'll get it this generation. We could, but I personally don't think, since we're
towards still called Nintendo Switch Online, it's just, which,
well, I don't know if it will be, because it's, we don't know what the next system is going to be called. It's going to be the same thing. They might just rename it, but
like how, or it's not going to be like an eShop situation where they just call it Nintendo eShop.
I mean, maybe, but I mean, the Nintendo Switch Online,
Switch 2 is going to start with an S in some way, shape, or form and just still be NSO.
Yeah, it just wouldn't be Nintendo Switch anymore. Because They wouldn't use the Switch. Unless they keep the Switch 2 name, which I doubt.
It's already been said too much for them to actually keep it.
Yeah.
They didn't call it Breath of the Wild 2.
No, they didn't. Which we knew that.
Could have.
Yeah, they could have, but it's not how they are. All right, we're sticking with the GameCube for the next one. GameCube games are finally getting achievements.
Dolphin.
Yeah. Other emulators have achievements, like PS2 has achievements, PS1, different ones have achievements through different emulators. RetroArch has NES, SNES, and Nintendo 64, different ones.
Yeah, and this thing's already live and active by the time this releases, which mentioned last week that this was going to happen, which for us is just a couple minutes ago, but for you guys, it's last week. So, as of July 15th, you're able to go on Dolphin and get achievements for the following GameCube games, which there's a long list, so I'll be reading this. Oh, wow. So, sit back and enjoy my voice for a little bit. 1080 Avalanche, Aquaman Battle for Atlantis, Origins, Batten Kato's Eternal Wings, and The Lost Ocean. Battalion Wars, Beyblade Super Tournament Battle, Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg, Bleach, GameCube, or GC. I don't know if the GC stands for GameCube. I don't assume so.
Yeah, I would assume.
Kasagar the Maneru, Shigami, Bloody Roar, Primal Fury, not Furry. It's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
Bomberman Generation, Bomberman Jetters, Bust a Move 3000, Cabela's Outdoor Adventures. I remember that game.
Yeah, I do too.
It was scary as a kid because you could randomly get attacked by a grizzly bear.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels, Chibi Robo, Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion and the Witch and the Wardrobe. I forgot they made a game about that. I remember watching that in theaters.
I didn't.
It took us on a field trip in school.
Nice.
I think it was third or second grade. Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix. Didn't know they made a Dance Dance Revolution with Mario.
Yeah, I did.
Darkened Sky, Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. I remember that game. I still got the Congos.
Do you?
Yeah. And going on with the last topic, I seen a lot of people, they were messing around. They was like, oh no, the new controller is going to be the new for Donkey Kong Jungle Beat 2. They're going to make new Congos.
They might. That'd be something Nintendo would do. Nintendo would do that.
Yes. Donkey Konga Europe, Donkey Konga Japan, Donkey Konga USA, which I didn't know we had Donkey Kong. I know Jungle Beat 2, I didn't know there was a Konga, though. I guess it used the same type of controllers.
Yeah.
Egg Mania, Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem, which is that game that messes with you.
Yeah, it acts like it deletes your game save and all kinds of stuff.
I know we mentioned it, couple weeks ago now at this point?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
F-Zero GX, Final Fantasy, Crystal Chronicles, Final Fantasy, Crystal Chronicle. What? They're two different games, but got two different covers. But
one is subset.
Oh, don't worry, there's a third one, but it's...
Yeah, Rare and Drops and Crests. Some of them might be like ROM hacks or something.
Gotcha. Fire Emblem, Path of Radiance, Godzilla Destroy All Monsters, Melee, GT Cube, Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, Harvest Moon, Magical Melody, Ikaragura, Killer 7, Kirby Air Ride, Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, and Subset Version, Lost Kingdoms, Luigi's Mansion, Magic Mirror, starring Mickey Mouse, Mario Golf, wrong spelling, Toadstool Tour, Mario Golf, the Subset Completionist version, Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Party 4, 5, 6. Don't know why they don't have 7 on there, because that was definitely a... That's the one Mario Party I had was 7, but it's not on the achievement list.
Maybe later.
Mario Power, yeah, because these are ones that's just going to come out on the 15th. They're definitely going to add more titles.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Mario Power Tennis, Mega Man, Network Transmission, Metal Arms, Glitch in the System, Metal Gear Solid, Twin Snakes, and the Special Disc GameCube, which I guess that was a two-disc one like Metroid Prime?
I think it was, yeah.
Then, you know, next down on the list is actually Metroid Prime, Naruto, Clash of the Ninja, and Clash of the Ninja 2, Nickelodeon, Party Blast,
DN03.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The Naruto game?
No, Party Blast.
Oh. I forgot I had said that one. PN03, Phantasy Star Online, Episode 1 and 2, plus... Oh, they started the whole Plus series here. Look at you, Phantasy, way back in GameCube era, calling your games Plus.
Yeah.
All the Pikmin versions, subsets, 404, No Blue Found, 6-Day Challenge, Pikmin 2, Pokemon Channel, Ragery, Generic, Resident Evil 0, Resident Evil 3, Nemesis, 40Q, Road Trip to the Arcade Edition, Gadget Racers, Rogue Ops, Serious Sam Next Encounter, Simpsons Hit and Run. I remember playing that one on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Sonic Heroes, Soul Calibur 2, Spawn, Armageddon, Spider-Man. Didn't realize it got a GameCube release. I remember playing it on PS2.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants the Movie. I still refuse to play that game again after it screwed me over.
I was there when it screwed you over.
Yeah. That was... I'm never going to play that game again. I was almost done with it, too. I'm stuck. I can't move any past it. I'm not restarting that game.
Technically, there's a cheat code to unlock all the levels. You could just skip it.
What's the fun in that? It's not Grand Theft Auto.
Or you could play it again using the... Just get up to it with the cheat
code.
That's
the part I refuse. Star Fox Assault, Star Wars Jedi Knight, Jedi Outcast, Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2, Rogue Leader, Star Wars The Clone Wars, Super Mario Strikers, Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Sunshine Subset Coin Collector, Subset Hoverless, so I'm guessing that one's without Flood, or the hover setting, at least.
Yeah.
Max Percent Pre-Peach Subset, Super Monkey Ball 2, Super Smash Bros. Melee, Swingers Golf, Tales of Symphonia, and the subset Gunko Run, Tube Slider, Champion and Future Formula, Turok Evolution, Beautiful Joe, Wario World, WarioWare, Inc., Mega Party Games, Luigi's Mansion Beta Restoration, so that's a hack.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion Sweet Home, that's a hack. Mario Sunshine Arcade 2, which is also a hack. And pinning badges. So these ones are still in the making, but will be out soon.
Yeah.
Is Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 4, Wind Waker, Pokemon Coliseum, and the subset of Espeon and Umbreon.
Yeah. Definitely a good list there. Like I said, I like getting retro achievements in different games. Like I said, Retro Arcasm, so I've got some on there for Game Boy. Like I said, pretty much all the old systems have it on RetroArch, PS1, PS2 on their standalone emulators. So I've always wanted to GameCube to have them, and Dolphin just never did it, but now they're going to add it. So it's really cool and really exciting if you're an achievement hunter.
Yeah. Oh, I am. I had that journey on a long time ago with Xbox on the 360. Because I know for the longest time, my whole goal was to catch up with you on yours, because you had your 360 a little bit longer than what I had mine initially.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, I'm never going to catch up, never going to do this, never going to do that. So I just made it a game to constantly just achievement hunt since that point.
Yeah. I've never been huge on achievement hunting, like in 360 or anything, but for retro games, I do. I like, because especially games I've played before, I've already done the stuff to get the achievements. So a lot of times, if you put your old game save, like that I have from my old games when I was little, it automatically gives you those achievements because you've already unlocked them in that game. So, and then you just find out which ones you don't have yet in those games with your current save and just go get them, which is basically a continuation of my game saves from my childhood just to complete the retro achievements, which was fun to do.
Yeah, it's definitely good. And I mean, as far as I know, I know PS3 had their, that's when they started their little trophy system too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was the 360 PS3 era that started achievements in games in the first place.
Yep. And had them ever since. Like even Steam games have achievements for PC.
Yeah, I knew Steam did because I got a few 2K achievements already.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's nice just being able to see your progress in a game through, you know, it awarding you for different things, which I know there's games that have achievements that just mess with you and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure that'll be a thing with Dolphin, with these titles that I mentioned that took a few minutes just to name off all of them. In between me choking to death because I'm still sick because, you know, this is a pre-recorded episode. So I still haven't got over my ear infection after a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Of recording-wise, anyways. Hopefully it's actually gone by the time this episode releases, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Which game are you most excited to get achievements for? Off this list.
Probably like Super Mario Sunshine. So I've already beat the game twice, one on GameCube, one on Switch, but just to put my game save in there and see what I haven't done. Obviously one of them is probably going to get 120 shines. Like, I've never done that. So I'd say, sure, that's going to be one of them, but I don't know, I'd like to check out some of these hacks and stuff for Super Mario Sunshine and Luigi's Mansion, just see what they're about, because some of these hacks I've never heard of. I do have some hacks, but some of them I haven't heard of. I know some of the subsets are just like speed runs, like there's a hoverless speed run and then a max percentage pre-peach and stuff like that. Those are like speed runs, but
yeah.
So it's pretty cool that you can still get achievements through using Dolphin as a speedrunning platform too.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's definitely nice to look on this list and see games that either I haven't seen in a long time or games that I'm interested in now because I am seeing them for the first time.
Right, and like Sonic Heroes, you'd like to see what achievements they have for that game.
Yeah.
And maybe sometime they'll add Sonic Adventure 2 Battle or something.
Yeah.
Super Smash Bros. Melee, like, played the crap out of that game. I'd like, be interested to see what kind of achievements they have for that.
Yeah, I think I've done pretty much everything in that game had to offer, minus a few actual non-adventure mode, not battle mode. What's the one? The event mode.
I think they have all-star mode.
All-star mode, that's what I'm thinking of. I knew where you do events or whatever
per
task. Yeah, I think the all-star mode is the only mode I technically haven't complete, but I have unlocked all the fighters.
Yeah, so I think I've used all the fighters for adventure, Classic. Classic. I've done a lot of the characters Falstar, but not all of them. It is something I'd like to do.
Bomberman, though, I thought that was stuck in the 2D thing. I never thought it came to 3D.
What did?
Bomberman.
Oh, yeah.
Always remember playing Bomberman on the older systems, like mm-hmm. the 2D systems.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crap, Bomberman was on the GameCube and I didn't have it.
Well, then Metroid Prime. It'll have achievements, but not Metroid Prime 2 yet. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
In the future. But.
And then basically, shortly after it releases, all the Resident Evils will have it.
Yeah.
Even Zero, I didn't realize that was a thing either.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never played it. Then Mario Kart Double Dash. It'd be cool to see what achievements they have on that.
That's one I never really got into. I remember you guys had it and playing it with you guys, but other than that, I didn't really get into that one.
Yeah, it's good. It's an interesting idea to have two racers instead of one.
I was going to say, it's the only one that's done it too, hasn't it?
Yeah. I'm surprised they haven't brought it back, which they also haven't released the Mario Kart in over 10 years.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about, but...
Say it'll probably be the next Mario Wonder situation. It'll be redefine it again.
Yeah. I seen a thing also that said that Mario Kart 8 Deluxe for the Switch has outsold the entire life of the NES. Just one game has outsold the whole console of the NES. Which is crazy to think about. Huh?
Or just consoles?
Just the consoles.
Gotcha.
Which, for the time, there was a lot of NES consoles.
Yeah.
I think it was like 67 million or something like that.
Yeah. If we get achievements, I may go back and play SpongeBob movie. I might just have to, even though I just said I'll never play that game again.
So you had that game for GameCube. I had it for PS2. So I played on PS2 emulators and have the achievements through there. But, I mean, I have played your version too. It's the same thing. You know, it's easy to get the controls. The buttons do where they're at, do the same thing.
But and the PS2 might actually be a little bit easier, I would say, because you got the dual analogs and your dual analog sticks, you don't have to worry about the C stick being wonky or the camera control.
Yeah.
So it actually seems like it'd be almost better to play it on the PlayStation opposed to the Xbox or GameCube. My goodness. Because I think I got that game right when the movie came out, because those two came out pretty close together.
Yeah. I don't remember when I got the game. I mean, it wasn't too long after the movie came out, but...
Because your hype would have died down relatively quick for a game.
Yeah.
Even back then, when SpongeBob was still thriving over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been 20 years, but I think the movie released in, like, March of 2004.
Right, so...
And the game SpongeBob was shortly after.
SpongeBob at that time was only around 5 years old.
Yeah.
Crazy.
'99.
I remember that day we watched it in theaters.
Yeah.
Went to the wrong movie at first.
Yeah.
The Incredibles.
Yeah, that was shown too. I'd rather watch SpongeBob movie 1,000 times.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Definitely not a Disney kid here.
I can watch a Disney movie once in a while, but most of them, they get on my nerves. I don't even watch movies in general, hardly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can watch a Disney movie. I watch them now with my kids, but I wasn't a fan as a kid.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I have my preference of Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah. Back then, Nickelodeon made the best movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Rugrats movies, SpongeBob movies, it just different ones.
And but, then, of course, there's Turok. I would like to see the achievements on that game, too.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, and Luigi's Mansion, just see what they got on there. Because, you know, we've beat that game.
Yeah. It's been a lot of our vacation days using that one.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be cool if they added NBA Street.
Oh, yeah. Not Fight for New York. That game is rough.
Is it?
Oh, it's there. It is a whole level difference from Def Jam Vendetta. Def Jam Fight for New York is so much harder. I'm on easy mode and I still can't win.
Wow.
Yeah. Terrible gamer. It's in the title.
So it's either it's hard or you suck.
Oh, it goes from being rated T for teen and this the Fight for New York's M-rated game, so they, of course they can have the difficulty spike too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Top of everything else.
Made for adults, essentially.
So yeah, I've had that issue the past few times I played. I'm finally getting somewhere, but man, it's no walk in the park. Vadden, you remember how Vendetta was like an actual like wrestling thing where you done, you know, like the turnbuckles, the whole nine yards, like you was in a rink.
Mm-hmm.
This one, you're street fighting. You're out there, like, not necessarily like a Mortal Kombat style, but it has the elements of Mortal Kombat, but it's not like the whole side 2D thing. It's an actual, like, you're still fighting. It's just a area you move around in and you're fighting that way.
Oh.
You just can't knock, and in the old game, you can only knock people out by doing your special move and being in a danger zone. And now if you're in a danger zone and you get tossed into like a crowd of people, because like I said, you're street fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody has a beer bottle or a pool stick, that's an automatic knockout if you get whacked with it. So the game's that much harder because the only thing if you're in danger, your opponent just has to toss you into that thing. And it's not like where you can mash in the X or the GameCube initially, mash all the buttons and get it out.
Right.
You just, once you're caught, you're caught. You can't escape it, really. There's no tapping any button to get out of this situation. That makes it that much harder in itself.
Right.
Wow. I'm just like, oh, how do I get out of this? Oh, I'm in danger. Oh, I got hit by a beer bottle on top of my head. I'm dead. I'm knocked out, but whatever.
Rough.
The game is rough.
All right, guys. That's all the time we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Like we said, this was pre-recorded, but we'll be back the following week after you hear this with new topics. So, well, yeah.
299.
Yeah. But follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch, Discord, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, pretty much everything, Instagram, all that junk. Buy our merch on Redbubble. Colin, you have anything?
That's it.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.